The Jets were an inconsistent team in 2013, and one of the primary reasons for that was their prowess at home and their impotence on the road. The Jets tied their best home mark under Rex Ryan, finishing 6-2 at MetLife Stadium. The six wins tied for third most in team history as the green and white played a confident brand of football in front of Jets Nation. It all started in week one against the Buccaneers when rookie Geno Smith came out of the gates firing, throwing for 256 yards and using his feet to pick up a key 10-yard gain on the game-winning drive. A Lavonte David personal foul was tacked on, and Nick Folk ended festivities with a 48-yard boot. An offense explosion followed in week three against the Bills, and then New York's AFC representative sent notice to the football world with triumphs over the Patriots and the Saints before the bye. A listless Jets team got clobbered by the Dolphins to start December, but they got themselves back on solid footing to close the year out at the Met with wins over the Raiders and the Browns. At home, Smith accounted for 12 total touchdowns and 8 interceptions while throwing for 200 yards a game.
Jeremy Curley pulls it in for a 25-yard touchdown.
Defensively, the Jets racked up 3.5 sacks a game, and they also accounted for 8 of the 13 interceptions at the Met. They led the NFL in home rush defense totals, yielding a paltry 79 yards per game. Conversely, the Jets were an excellent rushing club as they pounded teams to almost 148 yards a contest. Unfortunately, the green and white were a different ball club when they packed their bags and traveled enemy territory. The fourth quarter of their first road battle, a week two Thursday night contest against the Patriots, proved to be a bad omen. With Tom Brady scuffling, the green and white couldn't take advantage because their rookie quarterback was intercepted 3 times in the fourth quarter. 2 weeks later in Nashville, Smith was charged with 4 turnovers and was sacked 5 times in a Titans rout. The Jets would also get pounded in Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Baltimore. For the year, Smith amassed 6 touchdowns on the road while being intercepted 13 times and losing 3 fumbles.
Knocked out all the way back to the 5-yard line. Buffalo's got it.
Defensively, the Jets' pass defense was exposed as big plays were a problem. Home quarterbacks had 101.6 quarterback rating against the Jets, while completing 64% of their passes with 18 touchdowns and just 5 interceptions. On 5 occasions, the Jets failed to score more than 14 points. But Rex Ryan's crew did score a pair of signature road W's in 2013, clipping the Falcons in a Week 5 primetime matchup, and then closing the season in style down in Miami. Facing a desperate Atlanta club, Smith became the first rookie in the Super Bowl era to go on the road and complete 80% of his passes with at least 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. And Nick Folk connected from 43 yards out with no time on the clock. Perhaps the most encouraging aspect of the Jets' triumph over the Dolphins was the play of young rookies in Week 17. Smith led 3 long scoring drives. Dee Milner had a pair of interceptions. Sheldon Richardson contributed on both defense and offense. And guard Brian Winters helped the Jets rush for 154 yards. The challenge for Rex Ryan's group in 2014 will be to see if they can transition from a good team to a dominant one at home while winning at least half of their games away from MetLife Stadium.